Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. Well, it had already been a very productive offseason for the Eagles, really dating all the way back to January in terms of bringing in certain players and signing the core players inside the locker room that the Eagles wanted to lock up. But there was always that one last piece, that one final move that fans have been anxiously waiting for. And that move finally came to fruition earlier this week on Monday as the team agreed to terms with defensive tackle Fletcher Cox on a new six-year deal. And today Fletcher was inside the auditorium here at the NovaCare Complex to give his reaction to the deal finally getting done and what it means for him moving forward as a leader on this team heading into 2016.
It's I looked at it as just continue to humble myself and just keep working, towards, just keep working every day at practice, man, and being the leader that this team is expecting me to be and show up every day and to work.
Now, Cox has put together two monster seasons in back-to-back years here in Philadelphia, and he's really gotten better in each of his four seasons as a pro. But the former first-round pick says that he can get even better moving forward, which is a pretty scary thought for the rest of the NFL.
I got ways to grow, man, ways to grow. I don't think I've hit that ceiling yet. And, I think it's going to start on the practice field. For me to be the player that I want to be, it's going to start on the practice field.
We also heard from Howie Roseman, who spoke about how the deal came together and really after the months and months of work that they put together in negotiating with Fletcher Cox's agent, the deal actually came together pretty quickly at the start of the week.
So it did go for a long period of time. I feel like we fought the good fight, and we really tried to do the best we could so we can keep more players around here. But at the end of the day, we need Fletcher Cox going forward. We need that player in the middle of our defense. We believe in getting pressure on the quarterback and preventing pressure on the quarterback, and he can do that for us.
Roseman also spoke about how important it was for the Eagles to lock up those core players, such as Lane Johnson, Zach Ertz, and Vinnie Curry, amongst others. And he mentioned that Fletcher Cox is a player that the Eagles certainly wanted to build around and could, in fact, one day be one of the great players in franchise history.
His character, his work ethic, his leadership ability, we can build around Fletcher Cox. And the market is what the market is. You can try to distinguish this guy or that guy, but it's hard to do that when there's more than one guy. We feel like it's just going to go up for him and that we were never letting him leave the building. These are all his prime years. So when we looked at all those factors, it's a hard pill to swallow because of what you said. But it's also hard to find players that can change the game on either side of the ball and then represent what you are about. And when I talked to Fletch when we did this, he's got a chance to be a great player in the history of this franchise. And our responsibility is keeping as many great players as we can.
Well, that will just about wrap things up here from inside the auditorium at the NovaCare Complex. We have complete wall-to-wall coverage on everything to do with Fletcher Cox signing his new extension, including his in-studio interview with Dave Spadaro. You can check out all of that content right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.